So right in this moment, can I ask you, what's your sense of the calling on your life, your destiny, the thing that you were put here on this earth to do? Is it clear to you, or has it been obscured by the busyness of life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Most of us believe in some sense of destiny or calling. Of course, that's all well and good in theory, but in practice, life just seems to grind on. And the reality is that most people have lost any sense that they may have had that God has a call on their lives. Sure, in some altruistic moment, we might imagine that God's calling is to do something. But when we look in the mirror and reality sinks in, we think to ourselves, oh, come on, you're kidding yourself, buddy. What were you thinking? I mean, look at you. But having read my Bible front to back dozens of times now, I can tell you that invariably God calls bog ordinary men and women, people just like you and me, to do amazing things. At what point did we decide that God's power is limited by our weaknesses? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 29. Brothers and sisters, God chose you to be His. Think about that. Not many of you were wise in the way that the world judges wisdom. Not many of you had great influence, and not many of you came from important families. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. And God chose what the world thinks is not important, what the world hates and thinks is nothing. He chose these to destroy what the world thinks is important. God did this so no one can stand before Him and boast about anything. So don't let your limitations limit what God can do through you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And the deeper we dive into God's word, the more powerfully He speaks to us. And the more powerfully we hear Him speak, the more in tune we become with the unique call that He has on our lives. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.